Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes out ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep do not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I've always been struck by the descriptors that Jesus, or more accurately, the gospel writer, use whenever Jesus is talking about himself. I think that goes for all of us. We're very curious about what other people have to say about themselves. In these moments in our gospel reading, whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, it seems to me that the depth and breadth of symbolism and meaning are uncovered. Now, for instance, Jesus makes this declarative statement: "I am the light of the world." Well, Jesus is not a really big candle that walks and talks and prophesies and teaches and preaches, but he is the manifestation of God's light in the world. Going even further, when God says, "Let there be light," Jesus, who's the Word of God, brings light into being. There's a richness in these statements, a deeper understanding of who God is in the world when we start to pull back these layers, to expose the fundamental truths underneath. But today, honestly, what meaning can we glean? What other layer is there to "I'm the gate"? Well, in our gospel reading for today, we receive the conclusion of Jesus' encounter with the man born blind from birth. We first heard this story during the season of Lent, but now we get to hear Jesus' side of the story. Speaking to the crowds gathered, Jesus begins to tell them about himself, elaborating about his role in the cosmic drama playing out in the lives of those gathered around him. Jesus concretizes this by using the imagery of a shepherd and his flock. The shepherd's the one that's in charge, the one who makes sure the sheep are in the right place at the right time. The shepherd's the one that mediates the sheep's life by his voice. His voice tells them when they go outside of the gate or when they come back inside. And the gate becomes their protective territory. The gate opens and closes when they go out to pasture when they come in after a long day of grazing. Jesus is the gate, their means of entry, their means of protection that guards them from animals and thieves and the pitfalls of life outside that gate. Now the sheep, they either hear the shepherd's voice as it calls them through the gate, or they don't pay attention to this stranger's voice. Really, it's as simple and as difficult as the familiarity of voice. Now, dear friends in Christ, what's the point of this? Shepherds and sheep, gates and voices, there has to be a better way of explaining what's at stake. Well, Jesus uses the imagery of shepherds and sheep because that's what his hearers would be familiar with. There were probably shepherds among the crowd listening to his every word. That's all great and grand and wonderful for them, but what about us? A shepherd isn't a common job anymore. We're used to bankers, teachers, doctors, and lawyers. This is the surface, the immediate association that we make. But what's underneath? Well, if we take this as a metaphor, we're the sheep, Jesus is the gate, and God's the shepherd. We hear God calling us back to where we belong. We enter into the kingdom of heaven through Jesus, the one who points to God above and testifies to God through word and deed. We enter in through Christ's invitation and the gift of faith. Or we don't. Or sometimes we get lost. Sometimes we lose God's voice amongst the myriad voices clamoring for our attention. And the shepherd has to go out and find us and bring us back into the fold. Then there's one more. There's another layer under all of this. The layer that's shown to us in word and deed throughout the whole of our lives. And it starts with two little words. I am. Jesus says, I am the gate. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life, and I am the wine of grace. I am. These words, these two little words, start us at the very beginning. These were God's words to Moses when he spoke to him through the burning bush. Lord, who should I tell them is at work here? Moses? Tell them I am. They will know. These two little words declare to us an undisputed fact about who Jesus is and how God works. God exists. God exists for us, so that we might have all that we need in this life, so that we might have life and have it abundantly. In all of these instances, God reveals to us something that we need and how God embodies that for us. We need light so that we can see God at work amidst the doom and gloom of life's hardships. We need a gate so that we can be protected from the time of trial and delivered from evil. We need a way because we could never make our way up to God. God has to come to us. We see all of these things. We receive all of these things when we partake in the meal that Jesus instituted, where we eat the bread of life and drink the wine of grace. It's here, at the font and at the table, where we receive life abundantly, both now and forever, where God says to each and every one of us, I am yours. Amen.